start your day the Torah way. However, Moshe Lampin.
To all the Chushev Yidin who are here in the Bes Medrash, and to all the Chushev Yidin who are listening elsewhere. We're now going through a very interesting time, a time where Hashem Yisburach is showing us the pusi that we say every day when I'm davening, Rabbis Machshuvos Belev Ish, Atz Hashem Yisukim. Normally, Chodesh Nissan arrives, we make our plans, we know what's going to be our Laila Seder, we make our plans with the family, how we're going to get together, how we're going to plan all the preparations, the kashering, the taking the chumetz, b'dikas chumetz, and bringing the matzah into the house. Now we're in a matzav of a sufik, sfaikis. We don't know what's going to bring them tomorrow. We don't know what's going to be the next minute, the next day. Shresburg shows he's in complete control. A person can fall into sfaikis and to be upset and be broken hearted. That's all if he feels he's in control. Aber a yid understands, Rabbis Machshuvos Belev Ish, Atz Hashem Yisukim. He understands that Hashem Yisburach is in control. What we're experiencing now is the real experience of Zman Charesayni. The real experience of Chayev Udem Lezes Atzmoy, Kehle Yutzim Mitzrayim, as the Rambam says, every single year got out of Mitzrayim. The Yidin went into the midmah of the wilderness. They had no idea what's going to be. The Gam Tzayid in Jerusalem, no food, no nothing. They completely relied on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein luni almi leishuayin, eilu alavini shebashamayim. We have to feel HaShem Yisburach is our father, we his children, and this is the real experience of Chayev Udom Liris Atzmoy Keile Yutzim Mitzrayim. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Asai lechu rav v'estalek min asufik. Says the Hari Koshet Samagit, Asai lechu rav, be certain that Hashem Yisburach is your boss. He's in control of you. Asai lechu rav, make Hashem for your rav. V'estalek min asufik, and have no sfaikis in that. Be sure and clear that Hashem is in control of everything we do. And then it's such a matzav, then you have no sfaikis. If we know Hashem is in control, and we go, Hashem Hashem Yehovchu, Hiyechal Kelechu, if we have a true emine betuchen Hashem Yisburach, then all the sfaikis fall away. Asai lechu rav, make Hashem for your rav, then v'estalek min asufik. And in Neruim, we say in davening, the Ashkenazim say in davening, V'choyil ma'aminem shehi hoyu hoivev yiyeh. Havadai shemoi kain teilusoi. We all believe that Hashem Yisburach is hoyu, he was, hoive he is, we and he will be. Havadai shemoi, like his name, is certain. Kain teilusoi, the same way as his tailor, we praise him. There's a skill from the Heilige Baal Shem Tov. Before a person goes to bed after Kishon Shalamit, they should say the shtickle davening, Havadai Shemoi Kain Teilusoi. Hashem's name is certain, is Vadai Kain Teilusoi. And so is his praise, and this is his gila, to be Mavriach, all the Sitra Acha, all the Shaidim, and all the Bidis Hadin. Says the Koshet Samagit, Havadai Shemoi. A person should know that it's certain, it's sure, 100% Hashem is next to me. And I'm standing next to him. And I'm speaking to him. Kein teilusoi. Then a person can have the real koyach to daven to Hashem. Says the Koshet Samagit, Haraini havaye chasteichu. The biggest chesed is Haraini havaye. A person should realize how the Eibishter is mehavah the havayas of the whole world. Haraini Hashem, havayah. Haraini havayah, the biggest chesed is, a person should realize Hashem is mehavah everything in the world. V'yeshachu, titanluni. Yeshachu means pushit, yeshachu v'yeshua, the help. Yeshachu means the turning. V'el kayim v'melchusoy lo yeshu. Hashem didn't turn to the carbon of kayim. V'yeshachu, a person has to believe that Hashem constantly is turning to a yid. Hashem is looking to the Yid. V'yeshach, like you look to us constantly, titanun, give us back the feeling, we should also feel this feeling towards you. Like you're always looking at us and watching on us, we should feel the feeling back to you. This Tuesday was the Yuitzat of the Rebbe Meilech, Zichrono Livracha. Many people are accustomed to go to his kaiva. This year it wasn't possible to go to his kaiva. It was kamat completely nobody there. But all the Yidden who are used to go to his kaiva, they said to him in the house, Rebbe Meilech Schiss is in the whole world. Forget you learn his Torah. You say to him, Hashem's Buch is everywhere. Tzadikim of the Kirch everywhere. On Tuesday, the Yuitzat of Rebbe Meilech. Rebbe Meilech's father was called Rebbe Lezer Lipman. Rebbe Lezer Lipman must have been a big tzaddik. If he had the zchus to have a son, Rebbe Meilech of Lezhensk, Rebbe Zishev Anapoli, and the Einikel of Bnei Yisoscha, a great grandchild, it must have been a big tzaddik. Yeah. So they say different stories about Rebbe Lezer Lipman, who was very oisik in Pidyin Shviim, he had Mesiris Nefesh for Tzedukim Vecheset. But one of his big Hanhugas Toivus was that every day, when he said the Brucha, Buich Atu Hashem Lekaini Meirav Shloyu Sami Goy, he didn't stop saying the Brucha. He said it with a rekida. He used to make a rekida dance, Shaloi Yusani Goy. And there was a story, in our times, there was a Yid who lived in America who was called Reb Chaim Einhorn. Reb Chaim Einhorn, he lived in Square, Sofyomov, the town of Square. His children are Square Hasidim. He worked at a factory, and once, unfortunately, the factory had knives. Chmundaslan, the knife came to his hand, the katak was, and he chopped off his fingers. Chmundaslan, I remember this, he used to come to Manchester, he's a machitin with Rabbi El Waldman, he used to come to Manchester. I knew him in older years already. Like his fingers were chopped off, Nebuch. Can you imagine that? We shouldn't know, the Ibshah should guard us from all Shmiri Yisaira. He was completely ba'atzvah, bizarre, like misnefesh, Nebuch, he was in pain. And it was at times, he was the chuset of the belt, the roof, schoen levroche, baren, schoen levroche. And so he said to his chavi, al chavi, it was called the Shmuel Polgis. He goes, go to Tzisruel, please. Be the masker for the Belzeruv, be the spallelt. I should have simcha. I'm missing simcha. I'm lacking simcha. The same sort of story also happened by the London Ruv, Reb Heinrich Padwe. Remember, he lost his rabbitson, and all his children are from Zivigrishen. They had Yisoyim. It was the same thing. He came into the Belzeruv with the same problem. He was missing simcha. He was lacking simcha sachayim. And he comes into the Belzeruv. So let's go back to Reb Chaim. The same answer was given for both, for Reb Chaim and for Reb Heinrich Padwe. It says as follows. It says, Guy, tell Zuk Reb Chaim should be besimcha. And tell him the name I heard from my father, the Frige Belzeruv, Psuchodorf, who said the name of the Abderuv as Eine, Ayit, was macht Abruch in the Frige, Shaloyu Sani Goy. And is greit, a rose gein in the Gassen, in Tanzen for Simcha, someone who makes the Bucha Shloyu Sane Goy. And he hasn't got this feeling of being, of the feeling of such Simcha, to go out in the street and dance for Simcha Shloyu Sane Goy, is a kofi toive. So his Bucha gives, is it made him a yeet, what that contains. And if it's not misboiling what that means, and it doesn't come to Simcha, it's kofi toive. This is the words of the Belzer Ruv. Obviously, he heard the words from a tzaddik, but the Yechnes, it was Mashpia, it became besimcha. So I want to say a pshat. Shouldn't be pshat, the guy at the Wies, the Paisach. What's the Shaykhus to understand why is it kufi toive if someone is not this feeling of wanting to go and dance? Why dafke dancing? What's the end of dafke dancing? I want to say a pshat as I. The story is told that the Rebbe Reb Moshe Leib of Sassif was a Talmud of the Heilige Rebbe Reb Meilech of Lezhensk. And the first time when he came to Rebbe Reb Meilech was Pasha's boy. And he came to the Rebbe's Tish, and the Rebbe says to Reb Moshe Leib Sasseve, I'm chabed you to say it var teure. So he said, betreff the Pasha's boy, Pusik says, v'amartem zevach Pesach il Hashem. Actually, this was the question of the Rusha. The Rusha says, the Ben Rusha says, mua boi da zois lechem. So v'amartem zevach Pesach il Hashem, she Pusach al butai Yisruai, benot ves betzrayim, ves betayin hitzil, v'yiket uom v'yishtachvi. So he asked the Kasha, why does it say, she Pusach al butai b'nai Yisruai? He wasn't Pesach, he didn't jump on the houses, he jumped over the houses. He said, Ashapusach my al butai Yisruai, not al butai b'nai Yisruai. And also, the Eibishter is Meloichalu, it's Kevoida, the Eibishter is everywhere. Shach said, the Eibishter jumped. Shach from Eibishter jumped. Sedra Mushlev Sasava. The Eibishle came to Mitzrayim. It was full of idols, full of ervas uretz. All of a sudden, you go in a street, one of these new streets where the Eden start living, and it's all dull houses, like dull, dark houses. All of a sudden, you see like a window light. I see a mezizah. I see a mezizah. The Ribbono Shel Olam was going through Mitzrayim, and he saw these all the mitzvah shahaza, dull, smelly, and all of a sudden, he's in a Yiddish house. The Irish got so happy. He says, "Oh, do want to eat?" He started dancing. So that's the Pusach al Butai B'nai Yisrael. He danced when he saw a Yiddish horse. Doesn't mean to say he danced over. Actually, he also danced over as well. Push up shot. As a Pusach al Butai B'nai Yisrael, but not with Shraim, with Tiny Hitzel. He saw the Yiddish houses. He was more Mula Simcha. He said, "Do want to eat? Do want to eat?" And the Moshe husband got so excited, he actually jumped on the table of Rabbi Meilech, with great Simcha. "Do want to eat? Do want to eat?" Kim Tos, the Eibishter, Kim Yuchel, when he sees a Yid, he's besimcha, he dances. So a person should be misvoin, and just like the Eibishter dances when he sees me, we should dance back. That's pshat. A Yid makes a Moshe loyosan goy. And is not ready to go and dance in the streets, his coffee toy, because he doesn't realize how much Hashem loves him and how much Hashem dances when he sees his house. If he would realize how much Hashem, as the Zohar says, if a person would realize how much Hashem loves a Yid, he would chase Hashem, he would run after Hashem. That's the end of dancing by to realize how much Hashem loves us. And the Sanzi Zach is, now we can understand, Pusach has to stoop shooting. Hom shat Pusach, he jumped. Hom shat Pusach, he had Rachmunas. Chumal. It's connected. Pusach means he had Rachmunas, he loved the Eden, he had Rachmunas on the Eden, and Miley he jumped in Simcha to see a Yid. And the Chiddush is, he was speaking about the Ben Arusha. We're not speaking here about the Ben Achuchim. The Ben Arusha says, what's all this? It's a voida, it's a voida. We're not shaykh all this avoida. Amartem, tell the Rusha, you're mistaken. Zever Pesach il Hashem, asher Pusach al Butai, Yisroel b'Mitzrayim, even your house, even the house of Ben Arusha, he feels the Rusha, if it's a Yid, Hashem likes every single Yid, even the Yid who maybe now is the Madraya of Ein Oyster Return Shemukim, and is the ending of a Rusha, still the Abish loves him because he's a Yid. And the Eibishter trusts him, the Eibishter loves him, the Eibishter likes him. That's what the Pusik is. Yikadu Omer Yishtachvi. They bow to Hashem, they thank Hashem. The question is asked, if it's a Ben Arusha, why do you thank Hashem? But because Hashem showed that even the Ben Arusha also has a chance, and even the Arusha is also loved by Hashem, Meile, the Eden thanked Hashem even for the Ben Arusha, because when the Ben Arusha will realize how much Hashem loves him, if we would realize how much Hashem cares about us and thinks about us and enjoys our avoda, we wouldn't be reshuim. We would be able to be misgaba of our nesioiness. The biggest chesed is that we should know Havaya, the Eibishter is in control. We should realize that Hashem chose us out for a nation, Hashem loves us. That's why in Davening we say, Atz Hashem, Rav Hashem is blevish. Atz Hashem is sukim. Then we carry on. Kivucha Hashem b'tzioin, evel ha-moshe, ki yakoy bucha loiko, Yisroel is kilusoy. We should realize Hashem, Hashem is in control. But together with that, don't fall into Sveikis and into Yish. Hashem is in control. But at the end of the day, you feel you had your plans and things don't go, don't work out the way you wanted. So together with the Emunah, you should realize, Kivucha Hashem b'tzion, Hashem loves at Yisroel, even the Moshe loy, ki yake bucha loy, yu bucha loy, ko Yisroel eskilusoy. Hashem was boy, ki lo yitshem am lachlus lo yazoiv. Hashem will never forsake Klal Yisroel. Together with the Emunah, we should realize, Harayin Hashem chasdeichu, we should realize Hashem is in control, Harayin Havai chasdeichu, and also together with that, v'yeshach u'titelnun, we should realize how much Hashem loves us. This is the real ingredients for real simcha. To know Hashem is in control, and to realize that we are His loved child. He's in control of a loved child. So Maile, everything that's going to be is all to our good, and no worries, because we are soymech completely on Uvinu Shem HaShemai. It's a famous word from the Kedushas Levi. We call the Yontif Pesach, And the Torah calls the Yom Tov Chag HaMatzes. It's like, this is Levi, Hashem is Baruch, is proud of Klal Yisrael, who are Mekayim Mitzvahs Matzah. And Matzah also shows how the Yidden went out into the Midbar with the Minna. So they went out quickly, they had no food on the way. So Hashem praises Klal Yisrael, Matzah, you eat Matzah to remember how you had a mother going out of Mitzrayim. We say, Paisach, Hashem was matzel all the bechorim of the Eden from the Mitzrayim, he rescued all the Yiddish houses. We call it Paisach. But the way we're speaking now, that the Indian of Paisach, according to Rabbi Moshe Sasser, means the Indian of Simcha, Hashem's Buruch danced. So Hashem's Buruch Simcha, Hashem's Buruch was happy with our mitzvahs and he danced. We should realize how much Hashem loves us, and Hashem realizes how much we love him. So we call Hashem's Buruch, we call the Yom Tov Paisach. Have a look, Hashem dances towards our houses. Hashem is happy with our houses. We call it Paisach. We was born in the half of Hashem to us. How much he danced when he saw Yiddish house. And Hashem's Buruch gets very excited. Why does he get excited? Because he sees how much we love him. And we do mitzvahs to Hashem. That's why we call it Paisach, to remember the love of Hashem, how he danced. It's a Yom Tov of Paisach, a Yom Tov of dancing, the way Rabbi Shlomo Sasser learns Pshat. We call it Paisach. Think about how Hashem loves you. And Hashem calls it Matzah. How do you come to the Kai Mitzvahs? Now we can understand the very interesting Rashi. Rashi says in the Parashat Mishpatim, Rashi says, why do we make a hole in the Eved, it doesn't want to say after 7 years, why do we make it Kenega, the door on the Mezizah? What's the connection? We should take the Eved next to the door, and next to the door we should make a hole in his ear. What's the Sharas Man Ishtani, says Rashi, Deles in Mezizah, the door on the doorposts, we call Klai Abayis, the Hashem says you should make the hole in the Eved, Kenega the door. Makadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Deles in Mezizah, Shohoyu Aidim, there were witnesses in Mitzrayim, Kshepesachti, when I jumped over, Allah Mashko, Vashar Mitzis, Vomati, I said, Kili b'nai Yisrul Avudim. Avud Ahayim, Veloi Avudim Avudim. And he goes and buys a master, should go to the door, and have a hole in his ear. Why chataisa that Hashem said the Pusik, Kili b'nai Yisrul Avudim, whilst he was jumping over the houses? Hashem was oisik in being Matzil Klal Yisrul. He was killing the b'choyim of the Egyptians, of the Mitzrayim, and he was Masa Klal Yisrael. Ma'ech etayse Hashem said the Pusik, Kili b'nai Yisrael Avudim, whilst he was dancing over the houses. But that's all, if you learn Pusha Pshat. But if you learn the way that Moshe Leibs Hasma learns Pshat, Hashem was dancing with Simcha. Why was he dancing with Simcha? He saw how Klal Yisrael Avudim. He saw the blood. He says, Rashi, why did he have to have the blood on the doors? Hashem didn't know where they live. And the blood was inside, it wasn't out, it wasn't even outside, it was inside. Hashem didn't know where Eden lived. It says, Rashi, the Lushin, Hakoil, Guli, Vyodia, Lefnai, Lefunov. Hashem knew where Eden lived. Eilu, Umakudish Buchi. Noisnani, Einai, I will put my eye, my nai, my sight, Lirois, to see and think about Shatim Oiskim, Mitzvoisai. Ipasarne Aleichem. I'll see you do mitzvahs, and I'll jump over the houses. So it's even more beautiful. Hashem says, I'll see you doing mitzvahs, and I will feel your love to me. So I will show love back to you. It goes both ways. The half, it goes both ways. We do mitzvahs, we listen to Hashem, and we can shafti kom paisach, and we put the blood on the door. Hashem sees how much we love him. He loves us back. He says, that was very good. Why did Hashem, Zichar Hashem said, the pusik of Kli b'nai Yisrael Avudim, when he was dancing over the house. Why? The whole dance was a dance of simcha, of pride, of love to Klal Yisrael. So what did he say? Which nigun did he sing whilst he was dancing? He sang the nigun, Kli b'nai Yisrael Avudim, Avudim, that was his tune that he was singing whilst he was dancing and being happy with the Yid, when he saw the Yid being a Kama Mitzvah. Now we can understand. We find, while they were putting the blood on the door, we find interesting difference. Hashem tells the Eden, it should put the blood on the two mezizahs and then on the mashkoif. That's what we line in the parasha of Parashat HaChodesh. Hashem said, you should put the blood on the two mezizahs, then the mashkoif. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Eden to put the blood, he turns over the matzah. He says, no, put it on the mashkoif, And then the two mezuzahs. So the Kayuka asks, why did Moshe Rabbeinu Moshe Mashana? The Eibishter has put the blood on the two mezuzahs and then on the mashkoif. Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, they got him on the mashkoif, shtar mezuzahs. Says the Kayuka, a beautiful word. We know the famous Medrash. Medrash says, end of Eichu. The Eibishter says, the machloik is between Knes Yisrael and the Eibishter. The Eibishter says, Shivu alai, come to me. You should do a chesed l'sat. You start off. Come to me, Yidlech. You come to me, I'll come back to you. Yidin say, no. We won't forget. Hashivayni Hashem Aleichu. You start off. Venu shivu. It's a machloikis. So here, the Ibn says, you know what? First, put the blood on the two pillars, which is the Meravah of Klal Yisrael, the bottom. And then I'll shower you with love. And I'll be, it's a mashkoi, it's a aibishter, it's a male. There's the two pillars which Meramas on the people of this world. And then, if we'll start off the avoider with two mezizas, Hashem, Yetzatov and Yetzahara, two amidim, then Hashem will shower us with love from the mashkoi. But Shabbat says, no, I'm the spawn, vegatim la mashkoi. Please reach first the mashkoi. You have to reach the mashkoi. Is it so high? Reach the mashkoi. Don't mean the mashkoi, mean the mashkoi of the aibishter. I'm the spawn Kalis, Hashem said first the mezuzahs and then the mashkev. But I'm the shlich of Kalisul, and I'm the spawn. No, the gat of the mashkev. Let's reach the mashkev. Let's say to Hashem, we can't start. It's hard for us to start. But please, first you shower us with love. First show us your chesed in the mashkev, and then we will put on the blood on the two mezuzahs. And who won this machloikis? Kalisul, the famous word of Rabbi Uchel Mezbuzah. Ipusach Hashem ala Pesach. Hashem skipped over the door. What does that mean? Normally the klal is Pischi li rachoisi rayusi. Says the Medrash Pischi li Pesach chiddush al machat. First you open a small hole like a hole of a needle, and then I'll open a big door like Pischi shel illa. That's normally Hashem's book says I want you to open first. But here Pesach banach Ipusach Hashem ala Pesach. Hashem jumped over this Pesach. There wasn't the need for the Yidin to start off this first Pesach. Hashem was masking and regarded him on the Mashkoiv. As first start off with the Mashkoiv, and then Hashem spoke with, and then we can be kind with two mezuzahs. So according to the way we're learning now, this whole Indian of the Pusach Hashem on the Pesach was the Indian of Simcha. How Hashem is Burach is Simcha to see a Yiddish host. And we put the blood to show how much we love Hashem. Who has to start? Shesmur says that the start should be from us. But we say, Hashem, please, you start first. You show us the love. You start dancing towards us. Let us feel your love. Harayni Hashem chasdeichu v'yashar v'deluni. You start off, we should feel you love us. Give us the hargusha in our neshuma. Give us the hargusha in our panic. You shouldn't panic. Give us the hargusha that you love us. It's difficult. We're hearing news, not good news. And we're feeling lost. And we're worrying. But please, Hashem, it's hard for us to start. Please, the Yeshach Tidluni, give us the feeling that we should feel your love to us. Give us a geschmack to be able to start davening and thinking Pirush HaMilas. We have to go out of the mitzvah solution of Lemuda. Normally we have a routine. We daven this time, we go to work, we go to Shia. It's all like a routine. We don't put our heart and our premise into it. But now, in a time where things are moving, things are changing, let us be part of it in a good way. And reach our premise and say to Hashem, please, give us the feeling that you love us, which we're able to feel to love you back. Also, this week's Sedra, in the parasha in Berakhel Pekidai, we find an interesting pusik. The pusik tells us when Moshe Rabbeinu put up after Shishi, in parasha Pekidai, have a look at the pusik. Interesting order. How would you imagine Moshe Rabbeinu would erect the Mishkan? I would imagine he would take the Kushim, put down the Kushim, and then, once the Kushim, the boards are standing, then you take the Yiriyas and make a roof. Don't think it's very clever to make a roof first and then try and struggle how to put on a wall on the roof. If I can't, the Shabbos we find, a person wants to erect a chair on Shabbos, he shouldn't put first, if the chair has got real walls, he shouldn't put, or like a stender, he shouldn't put the first, the walls and then the top, because making the oil, should first make the top and then try and put the walls in, because it should be a shin different than normal. So what Moshe Rabbeinu made, Moshe Rabbeinu says clear, the Pus said, first he made the Mishkan, the Rias, and then he put under the walls, says Rashi, in Menuchas, Taf Tzadik Tes, it was a mess. It was a mess that the Rias stayed in above by themselves, and Benes, there were Tuli Ba'avir, and then he put under the walls. What was this necessary? What was the significance of this big Nes? The Eif doesn't make a Nes for no reason. So just before the middle of the war, the Belz Ruz Chol Levrucha and his brother, the Bilgirai Ruz Chol Levrucha, they were in Budapest, those who know the history. And they left Budapest, and the Bilgirai Ruz, the father of the present Belz Rebbe, Zangezind, he gave a big drusha, a famous drusha in Budapest, a farewell drusha from the Hungarian people in Budapest. It's a famous drusha, and in that drusha, they went to Herzl. And that drusha, he said, trapped in this pusik. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to make First the Irias and then the walls. It has same, like the Klayuka. Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel, the same like Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel, the God of Alamashkoi. First you Hashem, you start off the love, and then we will add on our mitzvahs. He also, the Mishkan is the Yedidus Bayis. Yedidus Bayis is called a house of love, it's called the Basamikdash. It's a house of love, Hashem loves us. So we say, who should start the ball rolling? So we say, Moshe Rabbeinu says, let's spread out the areas. This is like the heaven, the Shemayim, the Mashkoif. You start off Hashem. And it's B'dech Nes. I feel there's no support. I feel we're sleeping. We're not doing anything. It's Ben Arusha. But please, you start off with the areas, with the Mishkan. And then once you start off and showing us how much you love us, I promise you, Hashem, every single Yid, how far he might be, far as far can be, we see it, but see us. Yid come to seminars, they're far from Hashem. Once they chap this point that Hashem loves them, then Hashem lightens up like a big flame. If you'll start and you'll spread out your Shemayim and shower us with love, I promise you, Hashem, we'll put our boards under that. That was the Remez also in the Mishkan, which shows the gewaltige love of Hashem. That we ask Hashem, we beg Hashem, we're in difficult times, we know you're in control, but we're still worried. We find it difficult to overcome our anxieties, our fears. But please Hashem, give us the feel how much you love us, give us the feel, the security, how much you love us. And once we will know you will love us, we will know Hashem will never forsake Klal Yisrael, and we can rely on you, whatever will happen, whatever will be, it's for our good, and we rely on you, we're not worried. And we're going like the Eden went out to Mitzrayim. They had complete trust in Hashem. We be Mekayim, Kimai, Tzasayini, Me'ez, Mitzrayim. We'll Mekayim, L'chayim, Udam, Liris, that's what we can do to Mitzrayim. We'll actually Mekayim, the Chayris. We're free. Why are we free? We're free from the Rav Horror. We're free from our fears, because we're relying on you. Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel, when Akubas HaMishkan was mispalel. That's the Lushan Rashi brings down this, we said that was the Bruch of Moshe Rabbeinu. The same thing. You start off. Let your sweetness be on us. Let the sweetness of Hashem be on us. We should feel it. Then says Rashi, v'zei eichod miyed alef mezmoirem shabatilim shabatilim Moshe. This is one of the 11 kapitlech in Tehillim. Since when is Rashi Maramukim? Rashi doesn't say where the psikim are. Rashi makes thousands of psikim. Rashi never says where the pusik is, hardly ever. Here Rashi goes to Lem to say, you know where this pusik is? This pusik is written in Tehillim, the 11 kapitlech of Moshe Rabbeinu. What is necessary? To teach us, don't think it was a brucha was given thousands of years ago. Moshe Rabbeinu gave a brucha thousands of years ago in the Mishkan. You should know. Hashem should give us sweetness. I'm going to do mitzvahs. No, this is a kapitel in Tehillim. This is the Gaya L'doiris for all generations. This tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't given thousands of years ago. V'hi eichav midalev v'smoirev v'tefillah Moshe. Rashi HaKudosh in his Pirush on the Torah that every child of 5 years old learns Chum should know. It's not to the ancient Brucha of years ago by the Mishkan given to the ancient Dunas many years ago. This is a tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu, ongoing tefillah till today. Any person who feels a Shverkeit takes it to Tehillim. And it says the capital of Moshe Rabbeinu. And it says to be Noyam, his zoyche to be answered, his zoyche to the schism of Moshe Rabbeinu, to have the Noyam Hashem Alayni, to feel Hashem's love and some sweetness, and then he can feel his sweetness back to Hashem. Why was Hashem so overtaken when he saw the blood on the doors of the Eden? Why was it such a simcha? He started dancing with simcha. Duvoy Tayid. Rashi brings down the pusik in Yecheskel. Am Yosef said, we say it in the Agudah Shel Paisach. Ve'ever alayich, ve'erayich, ve'hinach, itach, eis doidim. I saw as a time of love. Hashem wanted to be mekayim, the shvir that he promised to the Ubus HaKadoshim, that who he loved so much. Zera Avruah Moihavi. He loves Avruah Mavini. It was an eis doidim. It was a time he wanted to give out his promise to his beloved ones. Eis doidim. He wanted to take a Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim because he loved Klal Yisrael, because he loved the parents of Klal Yisrael. He loved the Ubus. Koil doidi hina zeibu. The coil of my beloved one, Hashem, Hina Zebu is coming. Do you know why Hashem loves us? Medalai, do you know why he's dancing? Allah Hurim, because of our parents. I'll take Hurim Eile Hurim. Mekampus, why is he jumping? Allah Gwurz for our Yemuas. We have such heilige Uvas and heilige Yemuas, such heilige Yiches. Till the Uvas Akdosh, and after that as well. Eines Einikel Sam Seufe, eines Einikel für Rebbe Meilech, eines Einikel für andere Tzadikin, für Leguen, eines für Rebbe Kiva Eige, jede eine ist ein Einikel für den zweiten Tzadik, Stamm von der Ehrlich Yid, wo ihr habt ein gewaltiger Jiches, Gönn, was zählt um, sagt Deutschem. Aber wir hatten Eier und wir Erius, says the Pusik in Yecheskel, we were naked, we had no Schuss, to be able to have this Schuss, to have this Geola of Eis Deude. So Hashem gave us two Mitzvahs, Dam Mile and Dam Pesach. Why two Mitzvahs? Paro Yerusha knew the secret. If Yid were connected to their forefathers, then they have this. If a Yid realizes who his roots are, speak to any Yid who is far from Torah. And if you're able to bring out who his roots are, who he comes from, who his Zaydas were, it always works wonders. Paro knew that. So Paro asked the Yid to marry their children, because of Bris Milas, Maramas, Berisoy Shalavum Avini. That connects everything to his parents. So he asked it. But Lail Paisach, we made Bris Mila. Once we had Bris Mila, we had connection to others. And then we had Bris, the dam of Kom Paisach, which means Mishri Daichem Abo Yisura. Leave Abo Yisura. It's Chirchem Zoyin. Take the sheep, the Korban. Because you realize who your family, where your family comes from. Vichlem Ish Seile Bais Uves. Take a Korban Lebais Uves when you realize who your Uves are. Say a boy is, make your house also the same way. Make your house should be the same like the others were. So this was the secret of Dam Mila and Dam Pesach. Dam Mila is the dam of the koyach, of the connection to our forefathers. And through that we awaken our geish, our feelings. And then we have the koyach to overcome the yaitzah horror of the avoydezura of every generation. And we say we throw away the avoydezura, mishchid achem avoydezura, ekhilchem tzoyin shal mitzvah, l'mishprasaychem, because we realize who our family are, we realize who we are. The ever alive Hashem passes. The ermus besays b'demayich, Hashem sees these two bloods. He sees the blood of Dam Mila. And he sees the blood of the Korban Paisach. With these two bloods you have chiyim, chiyas. Ve'atem advaikim v'ashem lekaychem chayim kilchem hayoyim. No worry about misach asvashulem. If you duvik to dam mila to the uvas, and you duvik to dam paisach to mishnech mavoy lezure, then v'demayich hayid v'achi. And thus this brought this gewaltige excitement to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Shaitan Pekin to Reblaze, they put both bloods on the door. And Pusik is mashma, they only the blood of the Korban Paisach. The Pekin to Reblaze writes in Pai Kufches that both bloods, Sayed and Dam Mila, and Sayed and Dam Paisach, were put on the doorpost. And when they saw Hashem saw this blood, his B'demaya Chayi, B'demaya Chayi. This week's Sedra, Parshas Pekidai is the parsha of Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazak. Shabbos Chazak, V'nis Chazak. Parshas Pekidai repeats again the whole parsha of the Mishkan. Why is it necessary to repeat the whole parsha of Mishkan again? We have the trimmer, we have the tzave. Why is there so many psikim again? It seems repetitive. Although if you would die the chumash, there are some differences, and it's kedai not to skip the psikim and only learn Rashi. But you do spot the difference. There's some psikim you have to be for emphah, and you have to teach tell the parshas. You have to key down with parshas trimmer, just for your information. But the parsha seems repetitive, mostly repetitive. The answer is, the Medrash says, the Yidin were bringing Trimas HaMishkan, they were bringing Kesev, Zuav, Nechushes, Tchayes HaGumam, they brought too much, it was too much, it was more than necessary. Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Eibishter, the Yidin brought Trimas HaMishkan, Benoise, Sack geblieben, remnants, man nasa Benoise, was machen wir da with the ibrige gold and silver? The Eibishter says, build a Mishkan La'idis. Let's push up shot, build a Besmedrish. So the Murashumash asks, since when is extra money a problem? You have extra money as a problem? Put it in the bank, put it in the safe. So a big, it'll be torn. You have extra trellis valgumon. It'll be to mend something. You have gold and silver. What's man, nasa, benoise? I have a problem. There's too much gold and silver. Since when? That's not a huge problem to have too much gold and silver. You didn't have a massage gold and silver. What's the problem? Kasha Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Murashumash. He wasn't speaking about the gasmistic material. He was speaking about the Eslahavis. The Spanish wasn't built with the gold and silver of Gashmi. Toichoi Rutz of Ahavim, Dois Yerushalayim, says the Ultra Kudish. They bought Nidvas HaMishkan. In the gold, in the silver, is gelegen the Nidvas HaMishkan. It's gelegen the Bren, the warmth to Hashem. Manasseh Benoise, they brought so much Bren, so much Ahavim, but it's a shame that you go to waste. It's too much Ahavim, it's more than necessary for the whole Mishkan. Manasseh Benoise. The Eibishter answered, you know what? Put it into the parshas. Put it into his psikim. When a yid learns this psikim, he's going to be able every single year to chapeb sachaylik from the harbor that he didn't have then. And that's why there are so many psikim repeating again and again. Do you know why? Because there was so much a harbor. It's not sufficient to have only one parsha. You have to have tzava, kisesu, vayakal pekida in every single oise. It's noch a harbor, noch a harbor, noch bread, noch chazak, chazak, v'nis chazak. Shabbos Mevorchim Nissen, Shabbos Rashchoydish, Shabbos Pasha Choydish. The Achunat Nissen is Dafke Pasha Yechad Pekidai, the time when we learn the Pashas of Ahava, to remind us, Atzas Rabbos Rashus Mlevish, the Atzas Hashem Yisukim. Hashem is in charge, in control. But don't worry, Kevucha Hashem Betzir, even the Moshe Vloy, Ki Yaakov Vucha Leo, Yisrun Eskilusoy. We are His beloved people. We show Him love. Shows us back love. We beg Hashem, you show first, we'll show you back. But the inner of Yedidus, it's the Zman of Yedidus. And now the Zman of Yedidus, and it's Achunat the Paisach, don't worry, I feel it. It's not exactly the way we normally make the Paisach. If we really were a minna, and really with the heart of Hashem, that is Yitzis Mitzrayim. That going out of Mitzrayim, having a minna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, going to the Midbar, and relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're sure, Klid Shem Amar, who's Le'yazor, the Avish will help, there'll be a nice end to this story, and Levi, it should be the real end, which we're all waiting for. The real benis negali, benis nasin legul. At the Eibshter, the rennen for the gemayt. Sadim with Mitzrayim rennen the flues. It's all the größer the flues. Noch mehr wie Mitzrayim. Beim Haye beini umayim wie umayim.